This is Anne-Marie Panarinkin, Culture OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at cultureoc.org. When I want the best in food and dining news outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and you can also catch us on the Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Putting it all together, certainly appreciate you being out there, and we are enthusiastically sponsored each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A colleague of mine who is a frequent guest on the SoCal Restaurant Show, Anne-Marie Panarinkin, has been telling me about the little restaurant group, and it's not so little anymore, Key Concepts, and particularly their flag restaurant, Vox Kitchen, and their founder, executive chef, Viet Nguyen, for several years now. And I have to apologize. I just have not had the chance to get to Vox Kitchen until recently. It certainly was a restaurant that I was aware of and curious about. And, you know, it's not like Fountain Valley is inaccessible. But the good news is I was recently there. They did some expansion to start the new year and added some dishes. And it really was a very impressive experience because what I really liked is the restaurant has its own energy, and understand it's very busy. I started out my lunch there at a shoulder period early, and they were still busy at 11 o'clock on a Friday. And then by the time I left about 1 or 1:30, it was packed. So that definitely is a good sign. But the point that I was getting is the staff is very knowledgeable about the food. And sometimes when you go to an ethnic restaurant that you're not of that ethnicity, the staff is either a little reluctant or a little shy to explain the food to you because, you know, they think you just enjoy white bread. And I, when I go to an ethnic restaurant, I want to understand the cuisine and I want to try things. And as I say, they are just so polite and so efficient at Vox. And I didn't go wrong on anything. So with that as background, I am happy to welcome serial restaurant entrepreneur, executive chef Viet Nguyen to the SoCal Restaurant Show for the first time. Viet, good morning and welcome. And again, I apologize for the years that it took me to get to Vox. You opened in 2017, right?
Yes, we did. We opened in 2017, the same year that my daughter Kilo was born.
Well, congratulations on that. We hope your daughter is doing as well, Viet, as the restaurant is.
Well, we hope so, because we, right after that, we decided to name the whole entire restaurant group after her. So.
So her name Kira. Is Key. Okay, got it.
Kira, yeah. Her name is Kira, and then we just call it Key Concepts.
Well, you know,
yeah,
I love it. Short and sweet. If you could, Viet, explain to our listeners what Chifa cuisine is. And, you know, then we'll talk about some more of the specifics of Vox. But I'm curious because I was really not familiar with that until dining with you.
Yeah. So in 2010, after I stopped working for my own family restaurant, I start traveling all the way to L.A. and start working for a lot of L.A. restaurants. And within that time, we always go to late-night dinners. Either it could be a Vietnamese pho restaurant somewhere, or we all love Peruvian food. So we went to something called Mario Seafood, and it was line out the door every single day. And the only thing that we got there was the lomo saltado. And, you know, knowing and understanding more about Peruvian cuisine, they are a South American country, but they're hugely influenced by Chinese culture. So within that, they call it chifas. So that's like a really good blend between Chinese and, I would say, Peruvian or South America cuisine. And we love that concept. In 2016, I moved down here to Orange County and took the idea and, hey, we really love Chifa's cuisine, so how do we introduce this to the masses? And that's how Vox was born.
Now, Vox started out, Viet, is, excuse me, a pretty small place, right? How many seats did you initially have?
Yeah, so the inside of it was only about six tables, which is about six times four. That's 24 seats.
That's
right?
That is definitely small, yeah.
Yeah, but then we have a small patio. We could never use it. The construction wasn't there. The money wasn't there, so we had to wait for a little bit. I remember the first month that we opened, we did $3,000 for the whole entire month.
Oh, whoa, boy, that didn't exactly pay the bills.
Nope, couldn't even pay their utility bill. So after that, a lot of the customers that came for the first time and experienced Chifa's cuisine for the first time, Chinese, Peruvian, they loved it. They understood it immediately. It's very simple. It's rice, it's potatoes, it's onions and tomatoes and beef. And, I mean, not particularly, I would say, life-changing for a lot of people on the ingredient standpoint, but the flavor was out of this world. Plus, on top of that, the chimichurri, right? So after that, they keep telling their friends. So one person would tell four, and four would tell 16, and you know that. And the rest is history. Right now, I think every single day we serve about 1,600 customers.
Yet for those of us that are in the restaurant business and understand those things, and you know, to do lunch and dinner in a place like that because you're in a shopping center, you know, those are pretty impressive numbers. So again, congratulations. But so our listeners understand, we don't want them to be intimidated. You're not rushed. And the staff is, again, very welcoming and very knowledgeable. So, yet I'm not sure exactly how you do it, but obviously your managers are very well trained, and then they, in turn, are working with the staff. Is that how it all works for you and your restaurant group?
Yeah, so at the very beginning, we started out as just, obviously, I was employee number one. So I was a server, busser, cook, you name it. So I did it all together with one other partner. So it's just the two of us in the whole entire restaurant. We didn't have any staff at all, just two people running the whole show. And later on, we promised to ourselves that if we are going to hire anyone at all, you know, we should not hiring for the skill set, but we're going to be hiring for the mindset. So the question is, you know, is this person cool enough? Are they a good person? Can I grab a beer with them after work? And if the answer is yes, they're hired, right? Because when you hire for the mindset, I mean, they take care of your customers the same way that you take care of your family. Start with that first, and together with good food, it's just that. Good food, good service. I think it's a recipe, but it's just as simple as that. I don't think we need to overthink it. And over the years, too, you know, introducing Peruvian food for the masses for the very first time was tricky. Not a lot of people understand it. But if you look into the top 50 restaurants in the world today, there's a show that they do every single year to award best restaurant in the world, top 50. And in the last 3 years in a row, Peruvian food has been top three, and last year alone was number one in the world. It was Peruvian food. So Peruvian food obviously was also gaining steam. American consumers also now start to pay a lot more attention to Peruvian cuisine. So with those three combinations, we think we did the right thing of introducing top cuisine in the world, top South American cuisine to the U.S. masses, which is good food and good service. Treat your customers just like your family.
Well, you know, for those of us that are interested in the restaurant field, Viet, a very well-known and prominent Japanese chef by the name of Nobu Matsuhisu spent a lot of time in Peru. And when he opened the first restaurant, Matsuhisu, in Beverly Hills, you know, it was Japanese Peruvian. So, you know, yeah. there have been some other very prominent chefs that have gone down that road to great success, as has Key Concepts in its own way. Let's get back to Vox for a minute. the beginning of this year, Viet, you were able to expand. You expanded the kitchen and expanded the seating area. Did you pick up a space next door, or were you able to expand in the patio? How did that work physically in that center that you're in?
Yeah, so just to kind of draw on that too, since you mentioned Nobu. So in Peru, there are two main cuisines. One would be chifa, which is Chinese Peruvian. The other one that you mentioned is Japanese Peruvian, and that is Nikkei cuisine. So if you hear the word Nikkei or chifa, essentially just one just means Chinese Peruvian. The other one is Japanese Peruvian, just for the record.
Right? No, helpful, and I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, and then for the expansion, in the beginning, we just have 26 feet in size, as I mentioned in the past. But we also now be able to turn the patio into actual seating, so the patio alone can sit about 80 people. And so we found the opportunity for the nail shop next door to us moving out. So we took it over and we expanded the whole entire space. So right now, within the inside, we have about 4,000 square feet. So the inside right now, we can sit up to 60 people. The outside patio is 80. So it's 140 in total, together with the front patio. So it's quite a bit of people there now that we can host big parties as well. And so that helps us a lot. Plus, on top of that, we start doing a lot more catering and food drop-off and also takeout and third delivery party.
All good. Now, before we go out to our top of the hour break, one of the new dishes that you added in the expansion, and you would expect this, of course, from Peru because there's a seafood focus there. Tell us a little bit about the seafood ceviche, and then we'll pick up the conversation on the other side.
Yeah, so for the longest time, we really want to do the ceviche. Peruvian food is known for the ceviche, very well known. We never had a space to do it safely, because for ceviche, you have to do as fresh as possible, and you need your refrigerations. So we never were able to do it. Now that we have to expand the space, to expand the kitchen, that was one of the top sellers. We also added a few more seafood dishes, like the calamari, which is very, very well known in Peruvian cuisine, and the garlic shrimp. So those are the three things that most notable. If you come into Vox Kitchen today, those are the three things that are seafood focused that you should order. But don't forget the lomo saltado. That is the number one dish. Tomato fries.
And we will definitely talk about that on the other side. We are talking with the founder and executive chef of Key Concepts, based in Orange County. Their flagship and their first restaurant is Vox Kitchen, but I've lost count. There are about six or seven other concepts. We'll talk about a few of them when we pick up the conversation, but I definitely want to do justice to Vox. And there's some exciting news on the horizon about there being another Vox in a little bit of an unexpected place, but very busy. So that's our tease. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.